AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Contempt hearing an hour from now. Rowan County, Kentucky clerk Kim Davis goes before a judge to try to explain why she shouldn't be sent to jail or fined for defying court orders to issue marriage licenses to gay couples who want them. She says her Christian faith doesn't allow it. AP correspondent Adam Beam reports from Kentucky that no matter what happens this morning, it's unlikely Kim Davis will lose her job.
Because she's elected, the only way that she could be removed is if the legislature were to impeach her. And, you know, given that Kentucky's a conservative state, many of the lawmakers in the legislature are conservative as well, they'll be unlikely to bring any type of impeachment charges against her.
The former State Department employee who helped Hillary Clinton set up a private email server is pleading the fifth. Brian Pagliano is refusing to appear before a House panel that subpoenaed him last month. This morning, that panel is hearing from Clinton's former chief of staff. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton won't go before the special House committee investigating Benghazi until late next month. But today, her former chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, will be interviewed by the committee behind closed doors. In addition to events surrounding the terror attack that killed four Americans, Clinton's use of a private email account is certain to be a focal point.
Hungary's prime minister is pointing a finger at European Union leaders and at Germany, both of whom he doesn't think are doing enough to deal with the refugee crisis. Thousands of immigrants are running from conflict zones like Iraq and Syria. Today, thousands of them streamed into Budapest's main train station after police ended their two-day blockade of its entrance. Stocks are moving higher in the U.S. and Europe as markets struggle back from all that turmoil recently. At the moment, the Dow is up 79 points. This is AP Radio News. Somebody fired at a moving police cruiser near Boston, causing the police officer inside to crash, though he wasn't seriously injured. Millis, Massachusetts Police Sergeant William Dwyer.
I don't want to say there was an eyewitness, but there's people that heard shots, there's people that wanted to add information, people that they thought were in the area. So we're getting a lot of information, and we even may get more people as we canvass the area today that'll give us more information.
Earlier in the day, somebody made some threatening phone calls to a middle school in the area of Millis, Massachusetts. But police say they don't think these two incidents are related. Schools in the area, though, are closed today just as a precaution. Oklahoma City bombing co-conspirator Terry Nichols wants the FBI to turn over guns it confiscated to his ex-wife because he owes her child support. The FBI has more than a dozen rifles, handguns, and shotguns belonging to Nichols, who's doing life in prison without the possibility of parole. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.